quarter, and I'll count us down here in 3, 2. Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch with you. And it's time now for us to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Today, we're shining the spotlight on Lake Ridge Academy, and we have Mitch White joining us right now from Lake Ridge. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great, Andy. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. And I want to dive into a lot of wonderful things that you guys are doing. And I want to begin with an individual that, well, he's 12 now, but he was 11 when he took the PSAT. Can you please tell us about this young man who ranks in the top 1% nationally?
I sure can. His name is Finn Posada, and he was indeed 11 years old when he took the PSAT, and I believe he missed one question and earned a 1500 out of 1520 on the PSAT. So we're very, very proud of Finn. He's a great student, and he's also very involved in a lot of our extracurricular activities, and I actually am one of our mock trial coaches, and he's an attorney on one of our mock trial teams as a freshman, and he does just a great job there. And he's also reached state-level competition in the National Geographic Bee and National History Day contest when he was a student at Menlo Park, which is a school we often get freshmen from. And he's actually here on a scholarship partially funded by the Harding Family Charitable Trust, whose mission is to fund scholarships for high school and college students from Olmsted Falls. So he's a great student. He's an amazing kid, and if you met him, you would love him.
You mentioned the mock trials, and I know you guys have gotten some publicity for that, for all the great work that you've been able to do with it over the years. In your mind, Mitch, what makes what you guys do with the mock trials so incredibly successful? And it seems like the kids really feed off of that as well.
It is. It's a highly successful program that predates my time here. We actually won the state championships in 2008, and we regularly go to the state level. And I give every credit to our attorney and our teacher coaches. So we've got two attorney coaches who have year in, year out. They don't have kids here anymore. Both their kids have graduated. They're here twice a week, three times a week, four times a week, working with our students, as well as our teacher coach, Dr. Mozendar, who has led that team. And it's the connections that those coaches have with the kids, the time that they spend with them, both one-on-one and in small groups, and practice. And it's actually my honor. I'm the head of school, but I'm also an assistant mock trial coach this year. So that's one of my additional duties as assigned.
It's one of the many things that you guys do that's so great during these school hours, but you guys also have a lot going on before and after school, and you've got a lot of great before and after school programs that are offered. Can you elaborate on these and explain why these have been so successful for you as well?
Sure. I mean, this time of year, what's on my mind is our annual holiday project, and tomorrow is a half day, and the whole school will be gathered in celebration of that animal holiday project, and it's in support of a food pantry at the Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lorain. This is the 32nd year we've been conducting this holiday project in conjunction with the church. And we're a K-12 school, and so the lower school kids are engaged in getting clothing, lightly used clothing, and collecting coins. The middle school kids actually go out and shop for presents for these families. And then the upper school kids, their primary project is collecting food goods for the food pantry. And we have what we call can wars. And I think last year we collected over 1,600 cans. But we will support 45 families and 102 children with those efforts. And it's also just, it's an incredibly meaningful and fun experience for our whole school to come together.
Well, and part of, I think, what makes it so fun to follow what you guys are doing is because you have so many wonderful activities going on before and after school, during school as well. One of the things that you guys have going on at your before and after school programs is this Center for Creative Thinkers.
Right.
It's an awful catchy name, if nothing else, but what happens at the Center for Creative Thinkers?
So this is a great program, and we do have extended day at our school where if your student is enrolled here, he or she can stay. And our kids, I have two kids that are in second grade and fourth grade, and all the little kids, the lower school kids, love staying for extended day. But many of those kids are actually not just staying for extended day, but they're actually taking classes. And so this is everything from a Lego robotics camp to taking music lessons. They're extensions, and they're so popular with the kids that they close out. And the idea is, just like the title says, Center for Creative Thinkers, get the kids' mind still working at the end of the day on something that is really fun and that they're engaged with. So, for instance, my son Jackson just loves the Lego Robotics Club, and he every cycle he wants to sign up for that. And it's hard to get kids away from the school actually at the end of the day.
Again, we are speaking with Mitch White with Lake Ridge Academy on our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation. Well, you talked about the holiday project a little bit earlier. I know that's one of many great things you do as it relates to community service. Community service is a huge part of Lake Ridge and what you guys do. Can you explain why that's so incredibly important and instrumental to what you guys do?
Sure. One of the things we want to do is very much be part of our community and give back to our community in various ways. And there's lots and lots of examples I could give you. One of the most prominent is we kick off the year every year. We kick off the year of service with a whole community day where we all come together in K through 12. All of the kids, all of the teachers, all of the faculty, all of the staff go out throughout Lorain County and greater Northeast Ohio and conduct service projects. So they might go to a park and clean up the park. They might go to the beach. They might stay on campus and beautify our campus. And so and it's really fun because we typically pair the younger kids with the older kids. So we establish being a K through 12 campus. That's one of the things I love most about it is the big kids love being kind of the mentor to the little kids. And, of course, the little kids love looking up to the big kids. And everybody there is learning kind of what it's like to give back. Another example of us giving back, it's not a service project that kids are involved in, but we have a special program here for sons and daughters of first responders, of police officers and firefighters and active duty military personnel. And I think next year we'll have at least 10 kids here under that program where they're here under what we call the Public Service Scholarship Program, and that's our way of saying thank you to those first responders who put their lives on the line for us.
Sounds like there's a lot of relatable material there as well with the sons and daughters of first responders. And also, as you mentioned, you know, the idea of having on campus this group of older kids who are willing to mentor some of the younger kids. And I would imagine, too, Mitch, that has a residual effect. When the younger kids see that, they look up to the older kids. And I think that sets a pretty impressive footprint for them moving forward.
It does. That's the idea.
Good stuff. Well, you know, you guys also have a lot of really cool clubs at the middle school and the upper school as well. You have a wide variety of them. Can you explain what some of these are and why they've worked out so well for you?
Sure. One of the most active clubs we've had that's fairly new, actually, is the middle school Lego Robotics Club, where kids get together, and this is under the supervision, under the leadership of Todd Morrison, who's our engineering teacher. And they get together, and they program robots made of Legos to go through obstacle courses, and then they go and compete in contests throughout Northeast Ohio and the state. And it's a great way of activating kids that are interested in robotics, that are interested in engineering, and it's a unique club. It's a club very, different from a lot of other clubs that we have. Another very popular club that we have is Paws for Cause, where we're working with the Animal Protection League in Lorain County to support their work with animals, particularly stray animals. That's a very, very popular club that's got a lot of participation. So those are two that I would highlight.
So you guys actually work with Greg Willie and Company over at the Friendship APL here in Lorain County?
We sure do.
That's fantastic. I mean, they do a lot of great work. And as a matter of fact, it's funny you mentioned that. We actually had Greg on the show on Monday, and one of the things he pinpointed was the activity from the kids. I mean, there's certainly a youth infusion with all of his volunteers, and I would imagine a lot of that comes from you guys because kids love to work with animals. And he was telling us the story about just how creative the kids get as far as helping out with fundraising and things of that nature as well. Is that a big part of what you guys teach in some of these clubs as well?
It is. Many of our clubs are kind of outward facing and supporting a larger organization. There's a couple of clubs like that, but Cause for Pause is one of the most popular clubs that kids really respond to.
Cause for Pause is a pretty catchy name as well.
It is.
It's hard not to catch on to that for sure, but very, very good stuff. Well, Mitch, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you joining us today. There's a lot of positive things to go over in Spotlight here with Lake Ridge, so we appreciate you giving us some of your time to go over that.
Thanks for the highlight. We've got an open house January 26th at 1 o'clock. We'd love to see everybody there.
January 26th at 1 o'clock. Outstanding. Well, Thank you very much again, Mitch. We wish you and yours a very safe and happy holiday season.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Andy.
Thank you, Mitch. Again, that's Mitch White with Lake Ridge Academy joining us on the Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We need to take a break. We will come back with more fun and excitement right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.